You can be seated. I asked Miss June as we were getting ready for the service tonight, because the whole Nagley family is out sick. Brother Mike Nagley texts me, and so I asked her to be able to play for us tonight when she came, and I said, we're singing a song, you might know it, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And she said, I don't know if I've ever played that one. I said, how'd you like to have a dollar for every time you have played it over the years? Isn't it a wonderful truth? And I'm so thankful for it. A simple truth. I get to have coffee with your former pastor today, Brother Tom Bard, Brother Tom, Miss Debbie. They were driving through, and he had texted me, said, hey, we're coming through. So we met him over at Baked and got to have about an hour and 15, 20 minutes fellowship with him. And so it was good fellowship, too. We had a wonderful time. They said to say hi to you. So I almost tried to talk him into staying around for prayer meeting. But he had to get back to the North Country. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Let's turn over there in the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. I want to share a few thoughts. I'd love to be able to cover this entire chapter throughout this evening, but there's so much that's in here. And I've been meditating over the past few days on the subject matter in verse number 58 on being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I went back and had a wonderful time this morning, just me and the Lord, after I got out of the Capitol for Bible study early this morning. And I was going back over on this subject matter on laboring for the Lord, understanding that what we do for the Lord, if it's in the Lord, it's not in vain, it's not empty, it's not worthless, it's not useless. And I'm so thankful for that. But as I was meditating upon that phrase, I went back into the chapter, and you know, it does us good sometimes to be able to just read back through familiar chapters of Scripture, but to make sure we read them a little bit slower and be able to meditate upon the Scriptures and allow them to be able to sink into our hearts. And I want to come back to verse number 19. As the Apostle Paul is writing, and we label this chapter as the resurrection chapter, as we're dealing with, if there be no resurrection from the dead, then is Christ not risen? That's verse number 13. But aren't you thankful that we serve a risen Savior? That we're not having to go to a grave somewhere and to be able to see a body that's wrapped up, or see a casket that's there, or anything, and have to worship that or pray to someone that's dead. I'm thankful that we serve a risen Savior, and we have the truth here. Now, I saw a wonderful thought as I came down through here, and every preacher will understand the thought that I'm getting ready to make this statement of. Verse 12 says, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? And as I was reading that again today, I said, why are some people doubting it? The word of God's being preached and they're saying it's not true. And I thought, boy, wouldn't it be wonderful today if all messages just from the word of God, and people wouldn't even be questioning it because it's from the Bible. And what Paul's saying is, it's preached, so why are you doubting it? And I thought, what a wonderful and simple thought, according to verse number 12. And sometimes I believe preachers never hear, because I know you believe the word of God. But I know other places that it's like the pastor gets up and preaches, and then like, well, I'm not sure if that's exactly, it was preached from the Bible. Why doubt what the word of God says when it's made plain and clear? But I come down to verse number 19, and here's a thought that I want to encourage us with tonight before we go into prayer meeting, is hope for eternity, or hope beyond this life. He says in verse number 19, if in this life only, and I know we've made mention of that statement before, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Now, we understand if there's no resurrection, then we have nothing to look forward to. But we look at this verse, may I say that this is not a misplaced hope. They're not saying that they have hope in this life in what they can accomplish. It's not saying they have hope in their religion in this life. They're saying if in this life only we have hope in Christ. So the object of their hope is correct, but if it just ends with this life, if there's nothing beyond this life, then we're most miserable. Aren't you thankful that even with our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that the hope and the assurance that we have does not end when our life ends, but it's in the life to come? One of the most important questions and one of the most asked questions, and whether they vocalize it or not, it does take place in their heart, is what takes place after this life? There's so many theories that have come up with whether we get reincarnated and we come back as a grasshopper, or we come back as a tree, or we come back as a cloud. Can I say this? If that's all that people have to look forward to in the next life, it's no wonder, according to the Bible, that they're most miserable. Now, I had the assurance this week, and I messaged it out to our family, because a couple days ago was the 2-year anniversary of our dad passing away and going to heaven. 2 years ago, isn't that amazing? I mean, time flies. But 2 years ago. And I thought, you know, I'm so thankful for the assurance of eternity with Jesus, that when our life comes to an end, that's not all there is. But the hope that Christ offers to us. Now, as I read down through this passage of Scripture, I'm thankful, first of all, the song that we just sang, it's not by accident, okay? I do try to put thought and prayer into what we're going to sing, because it does prepare our hearts and should lead us into the message. When the Bible says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, okay? We start off in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, and the phrase is used that Jesus died, how? According to the Scriptures, that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And I'm so thankful when I come down and read a verse like verse number 19, you say, how do you know? Listen, we don't just have a blind hope for the end of this life and for all of eternity. It's not just a blind hope that we have, but that hope that we have, that assurance we have, is actually according to the Scriptures. And we have a foundation for it. How many have ever been accused that sometimes they think that the faith that we have is a blind faith? And they say, well, you just step out into a blind faith. I'll be honest with you, I don't believe in a blind faith. I do believe in a faith that is based upon the Word of God. And if I have God's Word on it, guess what? It's not blind. We are walking into it with our eyes completely open, and we're taking that step completely upon the Word of God. I'm so thankful that we have God's Word on it. And some people, when they say, well, I don't know what's going to happen after this life, that I can say, listen, I'm glad that I've got the Word of God and I can say what's going to happen. You say, well, how do you know that's true? Because it's a little 5-letter word called faith. and we're believing God and believing His Word so much to the point that we are saying, I'm placing not just my daily life into God's hands, but we, by faith, are placing our entire eternity and eternal destination into God's hands based on what? It's not based on Brother Whittier's word, because I don't know if he could take care of me for all of eternity. I'm not basing it upon Brother Jackson's word, good moral man doing the best he can to be able to serve the Lord. But I'm not basing it on that. I'm basing the hope in Christ doesn't end when my last breath is taken. My hope is based for all of eternity. Boys, y'all set back there? Good. My hope is based on eternity. It's based on the Word of God. It doesn't end when I draw my last breath. And it's based on the Word of God. And as I read through this passage of Scripture again, I'm saying I'm so thankful that it's based upon God's Word. I'm thankful that it's based on God's grace that He bestows upon us. I'm thankful for the hope that we have and the example of Christ. You say, how do we know that the resurrection is true? We have that because we have the witness and the testimony of Jesus, who has already risen from the dead. And then the witnesses that is given to us in the beginning of chapter number 15 of who He was seen by, and then above 500 brethren at once, we have that assurance that if Christ be risen from the dead, guess what? We have the assurance that we'll be risen from the dead. Aren't you thankful of what God's promised to us by His grace and His mercy? Now, it's no wonder when He comes down all the way through the end here and He talks about whether we die or whether the Lord comes back, we're going to be changed, and this corruptible will put on incorruption and this mortal will put on immortality. We understand that. And He says, listen, I looked at verse 56 down at the end of the chapter. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, listen, we have this hope. Now, probably the number one thing that is so devastating to people today is when they get to the point in their life and there just seems to be no hope. They just get to that point and they're like, what else? There's just they give up trying. They say, this is just my lot in life. This is just the way it's going to be until I die. And I'm thinking, listen, not only have they given up hope in this life, but they don't have anything beyond this life to be able to live. And I'm saying, Lord, when we look at this, someone needs hope. But listen, there's not going to be any hope whatsoever outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought the hope for victory that God gives to us, it is possible to be able to live in victory today. It is possible. Probably the greatest message that is ever given to someone is, listen, this is not the end of the line. You can have victory in your life, but it's not going to be victory in yourself. It's not going to be victory in some outside sermon. Victory is going to be found in none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I can have victory in my life for a matter of, it seems like maybe for a week or two, I start living in victory. But then I just fall back again and I fail at it. Because I thought, true victory, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, there's too many even Christians today that are trying to live their life in the power and the effort of their flesh, and wondering why they're not getting victory. Because the flesh is weak. And you know why the flesh keeps getting the victory? Because that's what's being fed. That's what's being strengthened. And I say, Lord, if you'd help us to be able to strengthen the inner man and understanding that the victory is through Christ, guess what? We'll be able to live in victory each and every day. And some that would say, how in the world has someone gone so long and not fallen back? I'm not talking about losing salvation now. I'm talking about living in victory that God gave them over sin in their life. Listen, it's only through Jesus. But that starts with a personal relationship with Him. And I'm thankful that I've got a Savior that I can go to, and He'll help us to be able to live in victory on a daily basis, moment by moment, hour by hour. You say, Pastor, I can't do this on my own. You're right. We can't do it on our own. But we can sure do it through Christ, can't we? Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Just that thought. Now that word, which, okay, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It's the thought and the belief that I can do all things through Christ. It's that thought and belief that strengthens me on a daily basis. It's not to be changed to I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. It's that thought and that principle and that belief that is strengthening me that I can do it through Christ. And I'm saying, Lord, would you help us on a daily basis? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands on how many that just get tired of failing time after time after time. But I believe this. I believe the times that you and I would admit, okay, I fail, would be acknowledging I failed in my own strength. I heard a testimony just in the past, I'll just say in the past several weeks, okay? Not to give a timeline. There were two different examples that I could cite and give you exact time, exact place, exact conversation that someone chose to walk in the flesh and not walk in the Spirit, even though God, within a matter of hours before it happened, one of them personally, at 6:30 in the morning, God put someone on my heart. While I was praying, I was reading my Bible, God put someone on my heart, and I dropped him a text at 6:30 in the morning. You say, that's a little early to be texting someone. Not for Brother Joe Rennie. That's not the one I text. He's not the one that fell. Dropped him a text. I think I go back and look at it. I think it was either 6:25 or 6:30 in the morning. Can I say this? I saw the person at 10 o'clock, and they had fallen between 6:30 and 10 o'clock that morning. I said, now listen to me. There was a reason God put you on my heart at 6:30. And I said, there's a reason, and I'm so thankful that I obeyed the Lord. I said, and God gave you a way of escape. I said, you just didn't take it. And I said, we can do it, and we do have victory, but it's only through Jesus. What do you think Jesus died on the cross for us? Not just buried, not just rose again. He did that to show He's got power over death and the grave. Now, if He can come back from the dead, don't you think He has enough power to deliver us and allow us to walk in victory on a daily basis? And I thought, Lord, I'm so thankful that the power you give to us, the hope that we have, it's based in the Scripture, it's based upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's accessible through our relationship with Him. So here's the question. How much have we walked and lived in that power and victory today with Christ? How much have we been thankful that our hope is not just ending when we draw our last breath, but actually our hope becomes sight and we're good for all of eternity because of our relationship with Christ. I thought, Lord, I'm so thankful that my hope in Christ doesn't end with my last breath. But Hebrews chapter 10 talks to us and tells us that we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That's how much we believe Jesus. That's how much we believe his word, all the way to the saving of the soul. I'm saying, Lord, if you'd allow that to be a reality in our lives, what is it we say we can't get victory over when we can have victory through Christ? Why is it that we live a defeated life and we think our hope is only now? It's no wonder some people are miserable because they think their hope in Christ just ends with their last breath. We've got all of eternity waiting for us. Now think about this. As much as you may not like each other down here, I think my dad would always say, you have to spend eternity with me. He said that to someone one time, and he said, and I just hope God puts our mansions right next door to each other. And he said, it might take you half of eternity. He said, to be able to get you to like me. He said, but we have to spend eternity together if we're children of God. Now, there's some, I'll be honest with you, I'm looking forward to spending eternity. There's others I'm saying, God, are you sure? Aren't you thankful we got hope beyond this life? I'm so thankful for Jesus. We can live in victory. Question is, are we? Amen? Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for the privilege to be able to serve you. Lord, I'm so thankful. I know there's so much in 1 Corinthians 15, but I'm just so thankful that our hope does not end with our last breath. Lord, that'd just be miserable, knowing that hope is coming to an end. But Lord, we have that hope, we have that assurance for all of eternity. I don't have to live a miserable life today because of Jesus. I don't have to live a defeated life because of the victory we have through Jesus. And Lord, we know all of this because it's based in the Word of God. Thank you so much for revealing that to us. And Lord, I pray in our lives would live in victory each and every day and live in hope and assurance that we have it. Lord, if there's one here tonight that doesn't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord, they don't have that time when they trusted you as their Savior for all of eternity. Lord, I pray they'd get that taken care of tonight. Lord, that they'd just know that they're saved forever. Sure love you for who you are. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.